We're on a street corner in Brooklyn's Crown Heights neighborhood. This is where Sam Anderson, an urban agricultural specialist, saw his very first spotted lanternfly.
I was very excited because I'd heard so much about it, and it was up high enough. I did like a karate kick to get it, and I was so proud of myself. And it just feels so silly now.
Even after 2 years of stomping, the lanternfly population has grown so much that control efforts have become downright cartoonish. Anderson, who helps New York City farmers with pest control, describes what one farm on Staten Island started doing.
When they had all these lanternflies on their okra, they just go out every few days with a shop vac and vacuum them up. It seems like it's really gratifying, and then it's effective.
And more lanternflies are likely on the way. For the past 2 months, adult lanternflies have been laying eggs all over the city. At a small park in Long Island City, Queens, Frank Buccello gazes up at a tree with several egg masses.
It looks like someone just put a blob of mud on the tree. And as it dries out, it darkens and sort of cakes and cracks open like that.
Adult lanternflies die in freezing temperatures, but egg masses can survive long, cold winters on just about any flat surface. Buccello is a horticultural inspector sent by the State Department of Agriculture to monitor the situation. He walks around the city checking for egg masses and has found them on construction scaffolding, curbside trash, underneath benches, the sides of buildings, basically everywhere.
We also get a lot of strange looks from the public when they see us looking at the ground, looking up, looking all over. Half the time they even think we're tourists.
But while the city can send workers like Buccello to monitor, it's not realistic to dispatch someone to destroy every egg mass.
We can't do this alone.
They're soliciting help from people like you, me, and Catherine Poulos. She's a Columbia University master's student researching the lanternfly. We're on campus looking at an egg mass on a tree. Poulos has a plastic rectangle that looks like a credit card, but displays facts and photos of the lanternfly. The State Department of Environmental Conservation distributes them in public parks and uses them to raise awareness.
They're also like specifically made to scrape egg masses off, so you don't have to use like your credit card because that's kind of gross.
Poulos presses the edge of the card against a tree, just above an egg mass. As she scrapes, the coating flakes off like a powdery plaster. Tiny, gooey, white eggs fall free in small clumps. Poulos catches it all in a Ziploc bag, since the eggs could still hatch, even on the ground. Once she adds alcohol to the bag, 30 to 50 lanternflies will be killed and prevented from hatching.
It's actually quite fun, especially on those winter days that are kind of boring.
Egg scraping has yet to capture the public imagination like stomping the adults did. But maybe this will inspire you to grab an old credit card and head outside. If you find any egg masses to scrape, just be sure to double bag and trash it, add alcohol, or, for a real throwback, stomp the eggs into a hard surface and make sure to crush them. Zhou Yuliang, Columbia Radio News.